third parak. I'm an Aleph. We really did about 10 lines into the Gemara, but we'll stop in the Mishnah. Chodav Amin Aleph, Mishnah. Kol ha-shayfers k'sherim chutz mishel parok. All shayfers are kosher except for a shayfer of a parok. And neshehu keren, because it is a keren. Rabbi Yosi, Baloi Kol HaShayfers Nikru Keren. All Shayfers are called Keren. Well, you tell me the reason why a Parah is no good because you call it, the Shayfer of a Parah is no good because you call it a Keren. All Shayfers are called Keren. As the Pasuk says, Shenema Abim Shaykh Bi Keren Hayayva. Rashi, Mishnah, Kol HaShayfers Bein Shel Ayel, Bein Shel Yal, whether it's from a ram or a mountain goat. Shehu Keren, Ein Koroi Shayfer, Gavi Yemei Kippurim Shayfer Ksib, Bavarta Shayfer Chur. It's explicitly said by Yom Kippur that you need to have something called a Shayfer, not something called a Keren. Perek Basra, the Gamina and Rosh Hashanah Yovel. So we learn out from the Yom Kippur to Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. So just like by Yom Kippur, it says a Lashon of Shayfer. So too, you need to have a Shayfer on Rosh Hashanah, and a Par is not called a Shayfer, rather it's called a Keren. The Keren Hayayvel, the Yovel differ who can infire the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain what the Keren Yovel means. Zart the Gemara. Shapir Kamer Abyasi. Abyasi has a good time. What's the answer to Abyasi? Abyasi says, the reason why you're not allowing me to use a para, the shafer of a para, because it's called the Keren, but all shafers are called Keren. So para should also be kosher. Rabbanon, so Rabbanon, what did Rabbanon answer to Abyasi? And say, Kol HaShayfers Ikru Shayfer V'Ikru Keren. All Shayfers are called a Shayfer, and it's also called a Keren. The Parah Keren Ikri Shayfer Lo Yikri. But a Parah is only called a Keren and never called a Shayfer. So we have, you're right. Exactly right, Abyasi. We call all Shayfers Keren. But we don't call a Parah a Shayfer. Every other thing we call a Shayfer, except for a Parah. Parah is only called a Keren. Is talking about a shar. It says a lashon of a keren. Re'im is an animal that has beautiful horns, but we see the lashon of keren only. Rabbi Yosi Amalacha, the parah nami yikri shayfer. Rabbi Yosi is going to answer the rabbanah. No, you know what? A parah is also called a shayfer. Dachsev v'atita v'ashem mishor par. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Mishor Par. What does Shor Par mean? In Shor, if you're talking about a Shor, which is an ox, Lama Par. Why do you have to talk about a bull? The Im Par, Lama Shor. In other words, why does it say Shor Par? Which one is it? That's up to answer the Gemara. And for Beisi, Elamai, Shor Par, Mishayfer. It's referring to a Shayfer. The reason why it says a Shor and Par, it's referring to, because it has all the letters there, it's referring to a Shayfer. And we see a Lashon of by a Par, that's something called a Shayfer. Rabbanan, Kedirmasa, Dom Rabbanan, my Shor Par, Shor Godol Kippur. Rabbanan say, no, that's not what the Pasuk means, Mishor Par teaches you Shayfer. It teaches you that it's Godol like a Par. That doesn't mean that it's a Shayfer. Ula Omar, Hainu Taima Drabonon. This is the reason for the Drabonon. Why he's giving us a reason why the Drabonon say that all Shayfers are kosher except for a par. Kedar Rav Chisda, the Omar of Chisda, Mibnei Ma Ein Kohen Gadol Nichnas with Big Day Zaho. Why are Kehane or Kohen Gadol not allowed to go in to do the Avoida with Big Day Zaho? Lufnai Vilufnim, to go inside the Lufnai Vilufnim to the Kachik Kachim. La Avoid Avoida. Lufisha Ein Kategan Asasanegi. The reason why he's not allowed to go in to do the Avoida with gold clothing is because Ein Kategan Asasanegi. Rashi tells us this, that you're not allowed to, something that is an accuser cannot become a defender. Zark Rashi, right on the side over there, the first, last word on the line is Ein Kateger. Zohar Ha'egel. the gold from the eagle, the eagle of the Zerah that Klai Yisrael made, the Shoshar Shapari Nami Kateke, the eagle who, a par is an eagle, and therefore we don't want to bring something that's an accuser. Gold representing the eagle that Klai Yisrael made is something that's an accuser against Klai Yisrael, to tell us Klai Yisrael, you guys are not there. And now you want to use that same thing to defend Klai Yisrael. You go in Yom Kippur and you ask for tshuva and you ask for kapara. We don't do that. The question is over here, why, before we even go further.
So the whole Karen thing is out the window.
Huh? We're finished with the Karen right now. Right now we're discussing. I'll explain. But right now it's very interesting with the Gemara dinner. Right now, Ul is giving us a reason for the Rabban. So then, you're asking the question that Mefarsh Mas. The Mishnah told us the reason. Like you said, the Rabban themselves said the reason why a fire is no good is because it's Karen. Why does Ula have to come and give different answers? So the Gemara is going to answer. One answer is Chad Avoid Kamar. You're right. There's two reasons. The Mishnah told us one reason, and I'm going to give you another reason. And some Farshim say that they hold that the Mishnah is the Shach Teretz, because Rabbi Yosi Taka has some good tannaim on it, and it's not the best Teretz. So Ula is trying to strengthen the tannaim of the Mishnah. He's trying to give it more credence, a much stronger tannaim on top of it, to have two Teretzim and make it stronger. It's not the strongest tannaim. That's what they hold. Dr. Gemar, V'loi, really? It's not true. V'ik a dam par. We use a dam par. Blood of a par. Par is an eagle. So why do we use a dam par? And so the Gemara, Hoyal Yishtani, Yishtani, being that it changed, it changed. It changed means that you can't tell Rashi says, Hoyal Yishtani, the last one in the line is Hoyal, Hoyal Yishtani, the is dam, the ain mar is a par nicker. You can't tell. You can tell what it is. You see blood. That's not considered ain kateg, not a senegu, being that it changed its form, which means you can't tell that it's a par, and then it's not a problem.
And by a Karen of a par, a person who could tell the difference.
Yeah. They say there's all different. The way it's done, some horns that they're hollowed out, they're not hollowed out, some of them they have to hollow this horn, complete horn, sometimes it's just a material that's in there, some sort of human, not human, animal material, but not a horn. There's all different types of. So Ika Aran the Kaparis, but there is the Aran and the Kaparis. We have the Aran and the Kaparis of proof. Three things that are made out of gold. Chayte Bayakiv Kamina. We're talking about going in. I'm not talking about just being there. And Chavov and Aleph, we're just chazering, so we're middle of the block. Ika Kafa Machla, but there's a ladle and a fire pan that they do take in. Can you take in? It's made out of gold. So why is that in Kadega Nasa Senega? Choyte Bali Snow Kamina. We're talking about you're not allowed to adorn yourself with it. Clothing is under you adorn yourself with it. That you can't bring in. But just to hold something, to hold a Kafa Mach, there's not a problem. Veike Big Day Zog Ibachutz. But we have the Big Day Zog from the outside. The outside, the Kohen Gadol did the Big Day Zog. Why is that not a problem? Mibifnim Kamina. We're only talking about Mibifnim and the Kutcher Kutcher. And outside, it's not a problem. Shayfer nami mi bachotzu, but shayfer is also done outside. You don't do shayfer into, you don't pull the shayfer from the kachet kachet. And to the Gemara, even the zicharin who kibif nimdami, it's like it's inside. And like I said last time, that the schus of the shayfer is not much like the kohen gadol doing the avoda of Yom Kippur. That's how strong it is. I mean, someone blows a shayfer on the Shoshana Taka has a tremendous prayer of mamish, like a tefillah of the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kodashim. V'hatanam, they should Karen koma. The Mishnah itself told us that the reason is because of Karen. Chodah v'oid koma. You're right. I'm giving one answer and yet another answer. Chodah, the first answer is Enka taking us as an egg. V'oid neshu Karen. So we have two reasons why, according to the Rabbanon, a par we would not use for a Shnada Kosher Shefer. Rabbi Yosi. Now, what does Rabbi Yosi do? We have now two reasons why we cannot use a par. What does Rabbi Yosi say? Why does Rabbi Yosi say we can use a par? So what does Rabbi Yosi answer to our two writers? Very nice, you made your sorrow, the Rabbanah had a sorrow of the Zikaran, who that it's like the Lufnai Lufnim. He said, no, I don't hold to that. It's not the only time Eka take an Asa Sinek really applies is where it's Mamish, Lof Naiv Lof Nim. This is not the Lof Naiv Lof Nim, so there's no problem. And your reason of saying that you have a problem with that it's called the Karen, all Shafers are called Karen.
What's the problem? It's the whole reason why the gold could be used with the bowl and the ladle. You're not using the shafer as an adornment either. For the gold is Enkategan Asas Neger. See what you mean? There is gold in the Kedesh.
Right. So as long as it's not used for an adornment, mm-hmm. you're allowed to bring it in. As long as it's not used for adornment, you're allowed to bring it in. No, but shafer again, it doesn't apply to the blood either. It only applies to gold. We're not talking about a gold shafer here. You would be correct.
Oh,
because
I see.
There's different things.
With the eagle, it was used as an adornment.
Right. Okay. So there's three different things here. Yeah. We have even the shiny side talking about the blood. We have the gold, and then we have the shafer, the horn of the shafer. The horn of the shafer, if it goes into the kachem, it's a problem in and of itself. Mm-hmm. It's not the gay of the gold. You can't bring it right from the gold because the gold works differently. The whole thing of the garment is only because of the gold.
Right.
This is the reason for the bottom. He's going to Ula gave one reason and Kateg Nasa Senega, and Abai is going to give a different answer. Shefer Amrachmano Veloy Shnayim Shloisha Shefer. The part of the Torah tells us you should need to blow a shefer, but not two or three shefers. Vaha the Para Kivin the Koi Gildi because it's made out of the Zak Rashi. Let's look at the Rashi, 8 lines from the bottom, 7 lines. Gildi. Bechol Shana Vishana. Keres teisef teiseftai. That each year it's nicker that if you can see that something grows further on the shefer, you can tell that it's another year old. So it's like I gave an example of like a tree, like you can see the rings in the tree, you can see how old it is able to count the rings. So something similar with the shefer, that it's all connected and it's one long shefer, but you can tell that how old this shefer is, and therefore the Rabban say that that's not considered one shefer, that's considered many shefers. So therefore there's two reasons again why you're not allowed to use a vapor. But time they should Karen, so then he says, the Mishnah told us Karen, comma, chod the voi comma. Chod the shefer, chod omar rachman. One answer is that the Torah says one shefer and not two or three or more. Voi shnayim shloisha shefers, voi bnei shu Karen. And another reason is because of Karen. So now, just to clarify very simply, we have Ula and Abaya. Ula says two reasons, Enka Tegin Asa Sanegar, and the reason of the Mishnah because it's called Karen, because the Torah is called Karen. And Rabbi says, he has a different reason. He says the reason is because it says Shefer Echad Vloshnayim Vishleisha Shefers, and again, the Mishnah's reason. Rabbi Yisya Malocha, Liko Amat Shefer Echad Rachman Vloshnayim Vishleisha Shefers, keeping the Mechabe Edo Dichadu. Rabbi Yisya will answer, yeah, very nice. You're making a Rabbana making a Cheshman that is called like two or three Shefers, it's not. They're all connected. You're right. You can tell that it's 2 or 3 years old and that they're connected pieces, but they grew as one thing. No one took them and glued them after. It's one horn. So therefore, it's not a problem. The Gamar may shoot Karen, call Shavu's not make your Karen. So the same answer gave on Ula. My mashma, the Hayu, you have a Lashon D'Dachar. How do we know that the Lashon of Yevah is the Lashon D'Dachar is talking about a ram? Tanya, I'm Rabbi Kiva, because Shahalachti le Aravia, Hayukari le Dachar, Yuva. When I went to Aravia, they called a Dachar, a ram, Yuvla. Rabbi Kiva, because Shahalachti le Galia, Kari le Nida, Gamuda. And now they're always going into places where they went to certain places and they called certain things with a different name. When I went to Galia, they called someone who, an Isha, who was a Nida, they called her a Galmuda. My Galmuda, what is a Galmuda? Gemula Domi Baila. She was separated from her husband. When I went to Afriki, I heard in Lima Kshita. When they called something called a Ma, which is a shear, it's a sixth of a dinner, they called it Kshita. Lemay nafkamina, who cares? The fushe my maya kshita deraisa maya danki. And it talks about a certain shear of maya kshita, and the Torah is talking about maya danki, 1/100 of 1/6 of a dinner, danki being a ma. Omar Rebbe, Kishalachti Lekoch Hayam, I went to the Koch in the cities that were near the water, Payakaril Mechira Kira. When they sold something, they called it a Kira. The Mainafkamina, Lefushe, what is the Mainafkamina Lefushe, what do we need to know it for? Asher Karisi Li. Yaakov Avinu says, Asher Karisi Li. Omar Rebbe Shemin Lobe, Shalachti Lechum Kan Nishaya, Hayakarin Lakala, I went to this place, Hayakarin Lakala Ninfe, Lathanagol Sefi. They called a Kala Ninfe and they called the rooster Sefi. Lakala Ninfe, they called the Kala Ninfe, Mikra, Yufeinoi, Misais Kalaris. A beautiful bride, a beautiful Kala, Misais Kalaris, to be joy across the whole land. Lathanagol Sefi, and for a Tanagol is called a Sefi. I'm a beautiful Marat. Bibai Samer, Bishop Ben Lakish, Mikra, Mi sas betuchais chachma, who placed something betuchais, something smooth is chachma. Ay mi nasan asechvi vino, who gave sechvi vino understanding. Mi sas betuchais chachma say the koyes. This is talking about the kidneys. It says a washing that the kidneys has a chachma, and that's where the chachma comes from. Ay mi nasan asechvi vino is that time ago.
Then about the
Sefi,
I missed it. Why do they call it again?
Tanner Sefi? Why do they? Because Sefi is Vina, because it has understanding. The under, if you want to know what the understanding is, it's because the understanding is that it's able to know when the sun is coming up. That's actually the mice with the Gemara gives a mice where someone tied a rooster to his bed, and when the rooster would turn white, I believe it was, the feathers, you would know that's the moment that the Baruch Shalom gets angry. There's actually been it, there's understanding of knowing.
So, that. Sefi also means Bina?
Right. Okay. Levi Iklalahu Asra, Levi went to visit a certain place. Lasa Gabalat Kamei. And someone came over to him, Omalei, Kavan Planya. Someone called him Kavan Planya, Gazlani Planya. Someone called him a Kavan. We have the other night, Omalei. And he didn't know what he was talking about. Asa Shaol, Bein Midrasha. So he went, Levi went into the Beis Medrash and asked, well, what is this Kavan? Omalei, Gazlan. They told him it's a Gazlan. Omalechadasev, Hayikba Adam Elekim. Is someone going to rob from the Rebbeinu Shalom? So the lashon of kuf beis ayin means to rob. So kav on is a gazan. Amalei rabbi mivanish l'rab Ashi. Yihave ahosim. If I would have been there, haramina lei heichi kavach v'may kavach v'may kavach. I would have. Someone would have come over to me and said, "Come on, Planya. Someone did this." I don't know what that word means. So what I would have said is, I would have said, Heichi kavach, how did he kavach you? V'may kavach was what did he kavach you? V'may kavach, and why did he do it? V'meila ha'v'yedina, if he would have answered all those questions, I would have been able to figure out what it is that he was talking about. V'yi husava milsa disiru kamali. And Levi, why didn't Levi ask these questions? Because he held it was something of Issa that we're talking about. The Mashal says they're talking about, he was scared to ask for Shaila Bisurim of his nurse. He was scared to ask if he would find out things that he wasn't supposed to know about another person, so therefore he was a shash that was something worse than just a kavan. Otherwise he might have asked the question. They have the Abban and my Sarigan. The Abban did not know what Sarigan meant. Shemuel the Amsa the Rebbe. They heard the Amsa, the Maidsev and the Rebbe, the Chazan, the Chazisinhu, Rabbonan, the Avi Ayel Paski Paski. That they saw that Rabbonan, they came Piske Piske, piece by piece, intermittently. They didn't come straight. Amaluhu, I must happen, the Chazan, Seirugin, Seirugin. When are you going to stop coming in? Seirugin, Seirugin. So they understood that it meant that they were coming in not in order, but rather in pieces, intermittently. So that's what the word seirugin means. They have yet about my chalug lugois. They didn't know what the word chalug lugois was. V'machad shamu alam sede berebi duchadus lahu gavur v'kam avade parpachino, that they said they were scattering around. Parpachino is, it's a type of herb, some type of herb. Amrelei, I must say, Atam Afazer Chalug Lechlecho. And from when are you going to be spread out this halugah. So they know that that's what it meant. Lehavi adabar mai salsala usaymucha. It says in Mishle, salsala usaymucha will uplift you. What does salsala mean? They heard Amos the Rebbe, the Havis Amalahu Gabra, the Havikom Ahapich Bisara, that they, someone was sitting there and curling their hair. Amalei, Admosa, Atim Salsa, Bisarecha, when are you going to stop moosing, curling your hair? So that's what the word salsa means. They have your Rebbe on a mite with Hataseha Bumatata. Hashmi, I'm sorry, I didn't finish. Bosatseha Bumatata Hashmi. What is that? Hashmi means to destroy, destruction. But what does Hatasab Matata mean? Yaymach Hashemul Amsid Rebbe the Havis Amr Lechaverta Shkule Tatisa Vitati Besa. That the Amsid Rebbe said you should go, I told someone else to go, take a Tatisa as a broom, Vitati Besa and sit at the house. Lehavi Yadir Abonon, my Hashlef Al Hashem Yehovcha. Hashlech means to throw, to cast, Al Hashem, Yehovcha. What does Yehovcha mean? B'hu Yichal Kalecha. And the Rebbeinu Shalom will sustain you. Omar Rabba Baracha, no, Yemachad, Habezina Bahabe Hutaya. I was once traveling with an Arab merchant, Habezina Tuna, he was carrying a load. I'm sorry, I was carrying a load. V'amal Yishkol Yehovcha, Vishade Agmaloyim. He said, hold him, take your Yehovcha and throw it onto my camel. So he sees from here that Yehovcha means a load, a burden. Now it's interesting over here what is this referring to? Yehov can mean to give something that's not necessary, something that you need to do, and something that you don't need to do. The Goyim says the famous machlokes between Hashem Bar Yochai and Abishmo. Hashem Bar Yochai says that a person in this world, he shouldn't have to work for anything, for any of his food. If he relies completely on the Rebbeinu Shalom, 100%, the Rebbeinu Shalom will supply him with whatever he needs in the world. And then Bishmol says, no, we need to go out, you have to do your shtablis. And after you do your shtablis, then of course you rely on the Rebbeinu Shalom, but you need to do your shtablis. So he says over here that he wasn't sure that it's an interesting way that going to explain the Gemara, that he wasn't sure what's the proper way. Is the proper way to completely rely on the Rebbeinu Shalom? Is it such a concept? Or is it that no, that you still have to do your tzrach and you still have to do your hishtablis? And he says that we see from here that there is a concept of a Shimon Bar Yochai that you can rely completely on the Rebbeinu Shalom. Like the Arab told him, you should you should throw your burden out, even though maybe you should pay the person. The Arab didn't say, give me money and I will do it, but rather just take your load and throw it onto the wagon. And the fact that he said, take your load and throw it onto the wagon, he was saying is that you don't have to do any of your shabbos, you don't have to pay, you don't have to do anything, just throw your load on it, and if you rely completely on the Rebbeinu Shalom, then you won't have any problem. It just reminded me of a marshal, that there was a fellow who was traveling, and he had a heavy package, he was swapping along. And as he was walking, somebody was coming by with a wagon. And he says, come on board. He says, you sure? Yeah, not a problem. The guy gets on the wagon and he's still holding his package over his shoulder. So the fellow tells him, you can put down your package. You don't have to hold it. He says, no, I don't want to be matriarch, you more. You're already doing me such a big favor that you're already taking me on the wagon. I don't matriarch, you also put down the package over here. What's the yisoid? You have to realize that the Rebbeinu Shalom is really carrying us anyway. The Rebbeinu Shalom is riding this, is really, he's the one who's riding the, he's driving the agol. Yeah. Without the Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm not getting anywhere anyways. You might as well put down the package. There's no point in slopping it around. The Rebbeinu Shalom's taking you anyways. So why have that extra oil on you? This is Parasha. Re'eli malti yeschem chukim u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem elikoy la'asoyz kein b'kerev ha'oretz asher atem aboyim shomo l'rishta. So Parshas Yeschem, the pasuk is telling us, first tells us, atem adekim b'Hashem elikeichem, you have to attach yourself to Rebbeinu Shalom, you have to listen to the chukim u'mishpatim that Rebbeinu Shalom said, Lasses came bekerev haaretz, to do bekerev haaretz in the midst of the land. What does that mean, bekerev haaretz? What is the pasuk telling us? Why don't you say asher etam bo amsham alirisha? When you're going to go into the land, you have to listen to all the chukim mishpatim. Why is bekerev haaretz? The Arbi Nachal says that there are people that believe that the way to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam is through keeping to yourself. Yeah, listen, I'm going to serve God, I'm going to get myself a little cabin and top it in the woods, never going to see anybody, I'm going to learn the whole day, I'm going to go to the mikvah, I'm going to daven, I'm going to be a holy Jew over there, I'm not going to interact with people, I can't fight with people, I can't speak Lashon Hara, I can't hurt people, it's wonderful. And that's why, it's better to be like that. So the pasuk is telling you not. Be careful for arts. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to keep his chukim and mishpatim and get a connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom through being around people. Getting away from people is not the answer. The Siyum HaShas was last night, and I found it very interesting. One part. After they made the siyum, everyone started dancing in their seats. Everyone was standing, except for the people that were on the level, the ground level, where we danced regularly. But everyone else was sitting with chairs behind you, the stadium seats, and there was nowhere to move. So everyone was basically just holding each other's hands and moving back and forth, swaying back and forth. That was the dancing that was done for maybe 15 minutes. And I was watching, and I saw certain people that were at the end of a row, and the seat next to them was empty. And I watched, like one fellow specifically. He walked himself over two, he went in between two other people, not just to be on one side, he ran between two other people, and was dancing with them. He didn't know these people, he didn't know who they were. And there were other people as well, that when there's empty seats, everyone was walking over, they wanted to be a part of this. There's a metzius in the world of that our job is to connect ourselves, aside from the, how do we connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to connecting to Kol Yisrael. When you have that connection, you can have an effect on other people. And by the same token, other people can have an effect on you. Don't just think that you should stay far away from people, and that's the way to accomplish what you think would be a way for the Ribbono Shel Olam to be happy. The Chassan Sefer says that Moshe Rabbeinu died and did not go straight up to Gan Eden, to Shemayim, like Eliyahu HaNavi. What's pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu, Eliyahu was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Eliyahu, it says, he was taken up in a chariot of fire, he's still alive. Moshe Rabbeinu died. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu die? So Chassan Sefer says Moshe Rabbeinu died because we have to know that we have to try to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. We definitely cannot become Moshe Rabbeinu. No one could be Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. But if we would have said Moshe Rabbeinu died, he went taken up in the chariots of fire, we have no shaykhs to that. We have no connection to that. How do we have a connection to that? Moshe Rabbeinu Teretalus died. He died like a regular person. He was a human being. Everyone had the capabilities to get connected to somebody else, to try to raise their level, to become a greater person. Parashas Vayeshlach, when we start the parasha, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He davened in many, many different ways. 515, the Lashon of Vayeshlach. The Koyach, what did Moshe Rabbeinu want? Where did he say? What was Moshe davening for? It's so beautiful, Pshat. Moshe was davening. He knew that he was not going to come into Eretz Yisrael. He knew. But we don't always realize the chesed of Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu davened that Vayeshchan al Hashem bo'is hahi limar. The Rambam Sheikh says he wanted to know, ba'is hahi, I want to understand now why you're not letting me in. I understand that I'm not going to be able to go in because the Ribbono Shel Olam has a cheshbon. The Ribbono Shel Olam told me no. The answer is no. But Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go in so badly. He wanted to go in so badly. The Almighty wanted to go in. He said, one thing he's asking the Bibli Vidayim to Hashem was, why now? I want to understand now why you're not letting me in. I know there's a good reason. I don't have to, I don't question it. But nonetheless, what Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was is, please, Ribbono Shel, tell me now so I should see it. In this world, we have to realize that everything that the Ribbono Shel does is kulei chesed. Sometimes we can see it, sometimes we can't see it. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah is. And we should be zeichet to talk at the sea, the chesed, we should be, with Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah of being, having that tzchus, of being able to see the chesed of the Ribbono Shel, not just that we should understand it in our mind, but that we should be zeichet to actually see it.
Sure. Yeah. Good.